Hey, I'm Liam, and I'm stone silly. What's up, guys? I am pumped to be with you. It is 2:43 on the second month of the year, the 28th day of that month of the year. It's February 28th, 2021, and I'm happy to be here. I'm having a good day so far. I've been running lines in my act. I've been running bits, working on flowing from bit to bit, kind of just working on being in the moment. It's weird doing comedy by yourself, but I don't have much of an option, and I need to sharpen up because shows are coming back, baby, in a few weeks. It's still a ways out, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm excited. I'm really excited to get back to work. I miss it so much. It's my favorite thing ever, and there's just no way to do it without a crowd. But I'm running lines, basically running lines, and it's fine. It's whatever. Today I'm smoking a strain called Green Crack, and it's called a. I go to the weed store, all right, and the weed's legal in Canada. It's dope, haha. But it's great pun, and I go to the weed store, and I see 48 North Green Crack - Green Kush, and I'm like, perfect. I'll get that. Whatever. I go up and I say, can you give me the 48 North Green Kush? Or sorry, Green Crack? And the guy goes, hey, do we have Green Crack from 48 North? And the other guy goes, no, we have it from this other company. I'm just like, well, that's not what it says. And he's like, do you mean Green Kush? And I go, well, yeah, this is Green Crack / Green Kush. He's like, oh yeah, because it's green, they have Green Kush. And I'm just like, hey man, it's on your sheet, it's on your menu, bro. why are you arguing with me when you're the one who gave me this fake news information? So I get the bag of weed. I take it home, and it says Green Crush on it. It doesn't say Green Crack anywhere. It doesn't say Green Kush anywhere. It says Green Crush. This guy, do better. I don't know. Maybe I'm being condescending and rude. That's totally possible. Those are the consequences of being cooped up. But I was just thinking, that's such a far cry from my first time buying Green Crack, because that was when I was much younger. I was 15, and it was still super illegal, and you get in real trouble for it. So it was when I first started smoking weed, actually, and we were at our dealer's place, and we were like, and he asked us if we wanted something that would make us chill or something that would hype us up. And I'm thinking, well, if we say something that's going to hype us up, he's going to sell us meth or cocaine or something like that. And I don't know how much that stuff costs. I don't really want to do it. I'm 15. I'm kind of freaking out. So I just go, yeah, no, we'll just relax. And he goes, awesome, I got the perfect strain for you. This is called Green Crack. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that doesn't sound aptly named, and this is not like a new premise or anything like that, but really that was what happened. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll do the Green Crack. He throws us a bag of weed. I was like, so thankful it wasn't like St. Patrick's Day crack. And we smoked that weed, and we just like freaked the fuck out. That was my experience with it. I kind of got lost in my own little world, my own little panic attack. But it's in a weird way, I had a better time with that experience. It's a better story. I come off a lot less like an asshole in that story from way back when than the one from yesterday. So that's, that's going to be a tough one to wrestle with, but whatever. I'm an asshole. Sometimes that happens. How do you deal with being an asshole? What are some of the best ways to deal with being an asshole? I'm not really sure, because you've kind of ruined the mood that you're in, and then an apology doesn't fix everything. It doesn't fix anything, you know? And if you keep apologizing, it makes it worse, but it's awkward and you just want to make it better. Is that relatable? I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. Totally possible that I'm just weird. What a strange podcast so far. What a strange, strange podcast. I told somebody I was moving to a town, and it was on Tinder. That's my only interaction with people nowadays, which is awful. But whatever. It's just ghosting back and forth, just ghosting. And it's better than nothing. I'll say that. It's better than, you know, working from home and just having work meetings in front of your computer all day. It's at least it's a more fun conversation. But I try to tell jokes on there, and when you write jokes down, they're up, the tone is completely up to interpretation. So a lot of the time I just come off like a dick, and then they stop talking to me, which is totally fair. I understand. If somebody was being a dick to me, I probably wouldn't. Fuck it, whatever. But yeah, I was talking to this lady, and this lady, she, I told her I was moving to a town because she had just said she was from that town, and I was like, sweet, I'm moving to that city actually. And she's like, don't move anywhere but the north, it's ghetto. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna move to the northwest, so that's great to hear. And she goes, the northwest is ghetto. And I'm like, okay, well, at least it's cheap, you know, like I'm trying to make a joke out of it. And she goes, yeah, it's cheap because it's fucking ghetto. And I'm just like, hey, listen, Marissa, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do about it? I'm moving close to this place I'm going to school. This new school I'm going to, it's closest to the comedy clubs. What do you want me to do? And it's not like I'm just raining money. I'll just move. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I should have just gone to a penthouse first. Like, fuck you, Marissa. Again, I'm coming off like the asshole. But this is I'm certain she's the asshole this time. I'm certain of it. But I'm sure Microsoft Joanna will correct me if I'm wrong. Fucking bitch.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm truly losing my mind in quarantine in a very interesting way, and I don't mean to sound pretentious like this,
too late,
but it's kind of fun to watch me in the mirror every morning just look a little less unhinged. I'm not cutting my hair or shaving my beard. I haven't this whole time, so that definitely helps, but I look crazier, and it reinforces the fact that I feel crazy. And and sometimes you need to smoke a little weed in the afternoon to deal with that, to deal with the fact that you feel crazy for being upset that the guy was wrong about the weed. In fact, the entire store was wrong about the name of the weed. Maybe I misheard him. That's totally possible too, right?
Yes.
Like there's plexiglass in the way. Oh my God, I totally could have misheard him. They could have said crush, and it could have just been spelt wrong on, oh, it could have been green kush, and then it could have been, yeah, green crush dash green kush, and that could have been the name, and it was just a spelling error on the menu I was looking at. Oh dude, I'm such a dick. I definitely gave him so much attitude when I corrected him, because I was like, it just says this on the menu. And they would have, I feel bad now, because they would have went back and like, looked, does it say that on the menu? And they'd be like, oh, it does. That's weird. And then they're just like, maybe they felt bad for being condescending to me, but I totally could have just completely misinterpreted their tone. Like, that's possible, because I felt pretty condescending. Oh, no. How do you apologize for that? Because you're going to have to, like, it's close to my house, this weed store. I can just go. That's a bad bet. I'll abandon that entire idea how do you apologize to somebody? No, not funny. Not that funny. But how do you apologize to somebody in the service industry that you don't know, but you see often? You shop at their establishment often, but you don't know anything about them because all you ask is, can you get me this weed? And do you have any strains that are really high in percentage? What kind of THC drinks that you have? I can't wait until cannabis drinks are in, THC drinks are available at bars and stuff. That would be so much better than a beer. Like, I love beer, but being drunk makes me stupid. Like I'm crazy, but people still, like, friends still got drunk with me. Like, nobody ever sat me down and was like if you saw somebody like nobody's ever seen, like, say a homeless person just, like, freaking out in the park talking to themselves and just be like, nobody ever sees that guy and like on the bus and goes, all right, let's get this guy fucked up, all right, this is gonna be a fun night. No, why would you? What the fuck? It's like, this guy needs a beer for sure. Oh my god, that's so crazy. This is like, hey, check out when we get 16 shots of vodka in this guy. He's a real riot. Oh my god, why didn't anyone stop me? Ah, I was drinking and drugs and alcohol. Oh my god. And they were just all, not just letting it happen, they're in full support. Oh my goodness. My friends are menaces to society. I can't believe they let that happen. I can't believe that they would do that to the world. Oh. Could you imagine not taking that responsibility to that degree? Let's try that sentence again. Could you imagine not taking responsibility to that degree? Like it, and we all know people like that too. Sometimes, but the thing is, sometimes we can all be that person, and it is what it is. You know, we all get in denial of our own, especially in relationships. I don't know anyone who breaks up and is honest about how shitty they were, because both people are shitty for a breakup to happen. Both people are shitty. If one person's shitty, they split up. It's usually amicable. But for an ugly breakup to occur, both sides have to suck a little bit. I'm gonna take that back, because there are definitely circumstances where that's not true. But let's pretend it's true just for the sake of argument. And you know what? I'm projecting. This is me in relationships.
We know.
And I'm a bad actor in my bad relationships too, but it takes me so long to be like, yeah, maybe I'm part of the problem if this keeps happening. It's the same thing with drinking too much. It gets the same way. You know, you just too high. Sorry, too high to finish that thought. But drinking's pretty bad. Mostly because of hangovers. It makes your blood thicker. That's what a hangover is. Your blood's thicker. So your heart's just beating so hard to just get this mud through your veins. It's insane. Could you imagine? Well, you probably don't have to imagine what that feels like. You know what that feels like. It feels like you're dying because you drank. That's never been worth it to me, but you always forget. You always forget. I still haven't started Lenny Bruce's book. So book club, keep reading ahead. Let me know how it is. I'm lazy. I'm getting lazy. But I'm ready to get the move started. Got to start calling landlords. Be moving at the end of May. I'm excited. Get to a place that's when stand up opens up, which will hopefully be by the time I move. I'll be all sharpened up at the local club here. And I'll be ready to take on more shows, take on bigger city, and bigger audiences. harder audiences, smaller audiences, probably a lot of smaller audiences, and just be around some really, really good comics. Not that there aren't really, really good comics here, but there are even better ones and more of them in just the bigger cities. It's how it goes. And you know, I really feel like I'm learning a lot in quarantine about writing. Thank God for these books. And I feel really inspired, but it could all be just bullshit, you know? It could all be complete garbage. But if it's not, I could be fucked for writing. But that'd be fun too, because then I'm just like, okay, cool, I get to throw all that out. I don't have to worry about it piling up and then go. Because right now I'm worried about it all piling up. Because what if I get on stage and I just can't stop writing? Or what if I get through all of it and I can't write anymore? I'm worried about both of those things happening. Which is why I got in this when I got in this really good flow today while I was practicing jokes. I tried at the end. Well, midway through, I had tried to write down something that I kind of just made up on the spot, and I was trying to grasp it, but I interrupted the flow, which was the point of what I was doing, and I need to give myself the confidence that I can. And the muscle memory of just being able to, you know, riff on the spot and say things that at least sound funny or sound like they're supposed to be funny. And I interrupted that to do something that was the exact problem, that I'm not being in the moment, and I wanted to replicate something that was kind of in the moment for me. And maybe that thing's just gone forever. You know, I think of 1,000 funny things that I don't write down in time, and they just disappear. And it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like anything I'm saying is that funny yet, you know? So it's okay to just let those things go. And then at the end, even after having that realization, I got too high and I forgot what I was saying. But at the end of that realization, even after that realization, at the end of the flow, at the end of the set, when it came to kind of a natural end, I went through like 4 or 5 bits, like pretty fun bits, and all of them new, which was fun. Maybe about 6, actually. Yeah, 6 bits. And all of them were fun, and I was riffing in between. I came up with some new stuff, which was just new tags on bits, which was sweet. And then at the end, I was just like, that was really good, man. I want to be able to do that again. And then I start trying to make a set list, and I try to remember back everything that I did. And I was like, oh fuck, I'm missing the purpose again. The thing that makes me the worst is just trying to replicate what I've done before instead of trying to make something new every... Oh, shit.
Redacted.
What I like and what when I do the best is when I'm trying to make something new each time I go up there. Even if it's with the same jokes, you're telling them to new people. You're still trying to connect with the audience and make it a conversation. So it doesn't sound the same. It just has the same skeleton, but the meat is often different. The meat. What am I, the fucking roadrunner? But yeah, I think that's the weed telling me to tap out. I'm literally doing Looney Tunes impressions. But what's up, Doc? Let's call it a day. Thanks for getting stoned silly with me. Peace.